It's time now to get the hell out of your life. A weekly broadcast with real people, sharing real struggles and offering real hope. Today's show will encourage, inspire, and empower you to face life's challenges with a bold confidence and renewed hope. Now, let's join our host, Ron Myers, the promoter.
Hello, my friends. It is so good to be with you today. When I say the word self-love, what do you think of? My guest today has written a book called I Love Me More, How to Find Happiness and Success Through Self-Love. You know, friends, a lot of us, I hope you're not one of them, but I know I was, a lot of us had a very crappy childhood. We did not have a lot of love for ourselves because it was never reinforced in our lives. But as we get older, we can look back and say, you know what, that was wrong. And I do need to love myself to be healthy and successful in life. Well, when I came across Jenna Banks' book, I Love Me More, How to Find Happiness and Success Through Self-Love, I was fascinated. So I began a search in looking at this book, and I loved it. And I found some of the backstory of Jenna, and I realized that we had a lot in common. We both had a crappy childhood. But there was a point in Jenna's life that she was determined to change that belief system that she had. And today, she is a successful woman empowering other women to become who they were created to become. She's a best-selling author and entrepreneur, host of the Jenna Banks Show. Invest a few minutes of listening, and Jenna Banks will share some wisdom, some encouragement, and some empowerment that will help you in your journey through life. Jenna Banks, I am so glad that you have taken some time out of your busy schedule to visit with me and my listeners.
Oh, thank you for asking. And thank you so much for having me on to have this conversation with you. I think it's so incredibly important. So I'm just thrilled that you're getting this message of self-love out there. So a little bit about me. I didn't have the easiest of a beginning because I had a bit of a traumatic background, traumatic childhood, very strict upbringing, lots and lots of rules and beliefs to follow, none of which were mine to start out with. And, harsh punishments were the norm. We moved around a lot, Ron. I mean, I can't even tell you how many places. So I was always the new kid in school. Just not a very great way to make friends. So I just never really developed that muscle as a kid to have long-term friends because I was always saying goodbye. And I was pretty sad and pretty depressed and ended up leaving home at the age of 14 because something had to give. And it was, went from living in a very strict environment, very religious upbringing to no rules. Everything was up to me, survival mode and all of that. So I was thrown right into whole nother trauma. I had to figure out my way in my teens. But you know what? Thankfully, I did get through it. And when I look back to where I am today, which is someone who, you know, was able to get a GED. I only got my GED, didn't go to college because I was focused on surviving, ended up getting pregnant and married at 19, became a divorced single mom at the age of 22. But, you know, I was able to find success in life. I eventually went on to have a mid six figure career in corporate leadership roles in my 20s, founded a startup in my 30s. And I later sold that for $500,000, started a profitable real estate venture. And now I'm an author, speaker, writer, thought leader, host and moderate panels, facilitate events, and love what I do, you know, and I really do feel like you and I were talking earlier about living in your purpose. You know, we are all brought here for a reason on this earth. You know, we are all beautiful souls, perfect, exactly as we are. There's nothing we have to change about ourselves, really, absolutely nothing. God made us 100% perfect. And so many of us walk around without self-love. And when I realized and was talking to, you know, talk about it in the beginning of the book about a friend who didn't know how to value herself. And I talked about the reason that I had gotten out of a relationship and learning to choose myself and put myself and my needs first and that I love me more. And it was such a foreign concept to her. And that conversation alone sparked within me, that knowing like, oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to talk about, right? This is that I've gone through a lifetime of figuring that out and choosing myself along the way. And that was all just trial and error, right? Nobody told me about self-love. I didn't even know about the term self-love until I started writing the book and researching. And then I realized, oh, there's a word for what I learned to do. But that choosing myself, putting my needs first, not saying that it's being in a selfish way, but just saying, I'm going to do the things that make me happy and light me up regardless. I'm not going to let anyone make me feel like less than or unworthy. Like I don't, you know, that I'm not worthy enough for the relationship or for them or whatever. I learned that, you know what, hey, if you're not meant for me, then you're not meant for me. And if a job's not meant for me, it's not meant for me. It's okay. Not everyone's supposed to be in our lives forever. And, you know, the more I chose myself, I got aligned with the right people and the right jobs and the right things and got to live a full, happy, productive, successful life because I went down that path. And I can only imagine what it would have been like for me had I, you know, stayed in the lack of self-worth and let my, you know, my humble upbringings dictate, you know, my potential. So yeah, hopefully that kind of sums it up there in a nutshell, Ron.
No, it's very intriguing to hear you talk because we have to love ourselves. We all have one fingerprint to prove that we are an original. And I got this from your book. I read this book. It's called I Love Me More, listeners. It's written by Jenna Banks. We'll tell you how to get a copy in just a few minutes. But Jenna, why did you write this book?
I'd like to acknowledge what you just said about liking yourself, you know, starting with that. And I think that that is a really good starting point. I just did a post on that today. It starts with, you know, you can't go right to loving yourself. If you're going to, you know, even backtrack from there, it's, you know, respecting yourself. And how do you respect yourself if you don't even like yourself, right? A lot of times we can just stand in the mirror, especially us women, and pick apart every part of ourselves, our body, our wrinkles, or we're not pretty as so-and-so, you know, in the media or whatever. And how we can't even develop self-love if we're picking apart ourselves like that. That's just disliking ourselves. We have to start with not doing that to ourselves and talking kindly to ourselves and thinking well of ourselves because everything reflects from us, right? How can we be respected if we don't have self-respect? How can we be valued if we don't value ourselves? It all starts with us. So what spawned me to write the book was that whole topic of self-value. I had, had a traumatic background, as I mentioned, and I learned far too late in life that unfortunately we repeat patterns from our childhood. And, you know, found myself in relationships along the way, long-term relationships, but they just never, I just never felt quite right. They never ended well. And I was in one of those relationships where I broke up with somebody because I just didn't quite feel fulfilled. I wasn't feeling valued. And if I'm not going to feel valued, then I'm not going to work. So I chose to break it off. And my heart was really broken at that time because I really loved this person. I thought he could have, you know, he had a lot of potential. And there was a lot of love there for me. But, you know, just wasn't feeling that he valued me enough, broke it off. And he didn't seem to mind. So that kind of proved to me what I was feeling. And, but I was still heartbroken, you know, and I, went to dinner with a friend and she says, hey, why would you break up with someone if you're still in love with them? Why don't you just get back together? And I said, no, I love me more. You know, I love me more than him. And she said, what do you mean you love you more? And I was like, what do you mean? What do I mean? I was like, for me, it was a no-brainer. I had done so much work on myself at that point. Or to get to that point that it wasn't even a hesitation. And she just could not comprehend it. And she was my age. And I was like, wow, okay, you don't understand. Okay. And so I tried to explain it to her and I spent about an hour over dinner explaining it to her. And I really thought, okay, Jenna, you did a good job. She's got to have gotten it by now. Well, a few weeks later, she calls me, Ron, and she's like, Oh my goodness. I just got it, Jenna. I love me more. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I have to be honest with you. At first, I really could not understand where you were coming from, but I was spending a lot of time contemplating this. And she said, it finally clicked for me. You know, I've been in this, she was saying, I've been in this relationship with this guy for a few months. He was always, you know, leaving me hanging, sending me random text messages that were making me question where our relationship was at. Did we really have a relationship? How did he feel about me? She was still hanging on, trying to get her sense of value from him. And she realized, oh, I am looking to him for my value, but I need to value myself more. This is not what I want. This is not fulfilling me. This is not making me feel good. What am I doing? I need to value myself more. I need to love myself more and leave, right? And I think that right there was a big light bulb moment for her. And it got her down this path of wanting to know more. And she started asking me, Jenna, how did you get to this place where you could, you know, learn to value yourself more and put yourself ahead of, you know, anybody else? She's like, I never really thought of it like that. I always thought it was selfish, but now I see that it's kind of everything. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Well, let me think about this. And I wanted to help and started journaling and kind of going back in my history and thinking about choices I made along the way that kind of helped me start to begin to choose myself and my happiness and then decide to write a book. So there we are.
Here we are talking about it. Have you found that when people read your book that they say, Jenna, this was like my story. I was like in a mirror and it's helped me so much.
Oh, you have no idea. Yeah, 100%. I just got chills thinking about some of the emails and messages on social media that I've received and even meeting people where I had a speaking event and they picked up my book randomly beforehand. And just the feedback like, oh yes, it's like you're telling my story and it's so empowering. And it's really, I mean, sometimes I've heard it's life-saving, you know, just understanding that someone finally can relate to me, or to them, right. That they say, so, oh, so finally someone relates to my story and I have a different path, right? That's the thing is when you tell your story, it's scary at first, honestly, Ron. It's, you know, it's not easy to put yourself out there and go deep and dig out all those old stories of overcoming, right? Because those were hard moments in our lives, but those were those points that you made a pivotal choice. And that story of overcoming can really help somebody. So it's worth it to go down that path. If you have a story to tell, if anyone's listening now and, you know, they have a story to tell that can help somebody. I mean, even just sometimes writing it out can be therapeutic, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's amazing that people share their stories and then I hear back, well, I thought I was the only one that dealt like that. And it is important. We have to be transparent. Sometimes we want help, but then we won't really want to talk about what really bothers us. And I appreciate your transparency in this book. And how do people get a copy?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yeah, it's on. I mean, I hate to only promote Amazon because they are the elephant in the room, but that's the easiest way, especially if you have Prime because it's free shipping. And right now they are selling it at a really nice price. But I love Barnes & Noble. If you have one near you, walk into your local Barnes & Noble. They've been a really great supporter of the book. Or, you know, you can just go to my website, jenna-banks.com, and I have links to everything there. There's many other places online that you can find it, Target and all kinds of other smaller mom-and-pop bookstores as well.
And listeners, I got her book a few months ago back in the fall. This is a good book. It's a great book. And Jenna, there are just a lot of things that I can relate to you that I was reading. But somebody listening out there, Jenna, that says, well, yeah, Ron, that's me. What's the first step? What should they do?
Start reading, right? I think that's what I do. So whether it's my book or someone else's, there's a lot of, you know, come to find out there are quite a few great books out there on self-love. And I say find the one with the author that, with a story that resonates with you most, right? Most of the websites or even books themselves have a little blurb about the author or what the book's about. And I say, find that one that connects with you, because we are, you mentioned, you know, choices and we all have choices to make. We also all have our own beliefs, right? And that's been a huge aha moment for me, is our belief systems are so diverse and so unique. And that's what makes us all so opinionated, right? Is because we're all so firm in our beliefs. But I would just say, find the one that speaks to you most. But most of all, just know that it is not selfish. In fact, it is the best gift that you can give to yourself and your loved ones, is to love yourself more. Because the more love that you have for yourself, it actually creates an energy within you. It energizes you. It's power. It's bringing more God, more universe through you. And that then positively, just by you being, you don't even have to do anything, just your presence will positively impact those around you. Love is everything, right? And yeah, God is love.
Yeah,
God is love.
Yep. Yep.
Love is God, right?
It says one day all the gifts and everything will be gone, but love will last forever. And I guess, Jenna, I just think people need to chill out a little, have a little more fun in life, and quit being so trying to be somebody else. Just be yourself. And, you know, when you do that, we thrive. Am I right or am I wrong?
Amen. Amen. Very well said.
Well,
yes. You and I are like, you're the male version of me, Ron, I think. Seriously, I agree with everything you say so much. And our backgrounds are very, very similar. That's the thing, right? It's really hard to just accept yourself fully and be yourself and bring your authentic self to the table. But that's all anyone wants. Like, really, when we drop the facade and stop trying to be like everyone else, people feel the difference. They see the difference, and it doesn't matter what it is. You could have had a prison, had a prison past, right? Like, I know people who, in fact, there's a woman I interviewed for my show. I've got a video series called The Jenna Banks Show, and she was a former cheerleader. She got addicted to drugs, ended up dealing, got caught. Here she went from this beautiful cheerleader with a huge, so much potential ahead of her, and she ends up getting caught up in the drugs, selling drugs, gets caught and convicted of a felony. She has a young daughter at this point. She's 19, I believe, 18, something like that. She ends up in prison for 2 years, loses custody of her daughter. Now, what, you know, she goes into a halfway house after that. Now, what do you think she might think of herself after that, right? Like, the shame. Right. The shame is what a person might feel. Most people would. And then they also would doom themselves at that point to never, ever having any kind of potential ahead of them or any possibilities of having a great life with this really bad story behind you. No, that's not the case. You know what she did? It was so inspiring. She owned it. She owned it fully. And she said, you know what? I am not going to let this define me. She changed her point of view in prison and said, you know what? Now I've just got a lot of work to do to overcome this thing, but I'm going to own it. And she did. And she went on to have an incredibly successful life and career. And she speaks all over the country for the same prison system that put her away. She's under contract with the Department of Justice to speak and motivate other prisoners, because she went on to have a really great career and made a lot of money. She owned it. She went into her first employer out of the halfway house that she was living in. I love her story so much. She called them, got the interview, went in. She says, look, I'm just going to be honest with you. I just got out of prison, served a felony, lost custody of my child. But you know what? I am a changed person, and nothing motivates me more than overcoming that particular hurdle. I will be your best, whatever job she was applying for, and you will not be disappointed. And the person interviewing her, she said their mouth was just, their jaw dropping to the floor. Right? Wow. But they're like, wow, okay, yeah, you're hired, you know, and they gave her a go.
That's good. You're hired. Yeah. I had a very similar story of a lady that had no self-worth. She became a stripper, a prostitute, and now she here is in the prison system as a female chaplain. Very similar story.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes those things in life we go through, they look like they're the end of the world, but all we have to do is just say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. So, Jenna, I know time is short and you are a busy lady, but you can give the listeners a little pep talk.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say what is on my heart and mind right now, which is, you know, beliefs are not facts. And this is something I've contemplated a lot lately. Beliefs are not facts, right? We get our beliefs from various sources, but I've come to learn that we form around 95% of our beliefs and behaviors by the age of seven. And then they become subconscious programs that just sit in the background of our minds and our subconscious, and they run our entire lives. And we operate from these beliefs as if they're facts, but they're really not. They can be changed, right? A belief is just that. We can change that belief anytime we want. And so, you know, I say to bring more consciousness into our lives, because that is where we need to be right now, is just in a more conscious place. We need to be examining these unconscious beliefs and decide for ourselves, are they true? Are they really true for me today? Do I want to believe this thing about myself? You know, maybe if you say something about yourself, for example, you say, well, this happens because that's the way it always has been, or I'm just an unlucky person. Wow, that right there, you know, you take a look at that and say, wait, why am I believing that? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
When did I start believing that about myself? Is it true? Because the more you say these things, the more you make them true. So if we can look at them and start to look at those beliefs and say, well, what do I really want to believe? And what do I want to believe about myself? Right? Do I want to believe that I'm worthy? Do I want to believe that I'm valuable? Or do I want to keep believing that I should self-sacrifice? Right? And, you know, where did that come from? You know, some of us were raised like I was to believe that self-sacrifice is a virtue.
Yeah.
You know, and so just taking a look at these beliefs and saying, you know, I might have believed this for forever, but is it really true for me today? Is it really serving me? And then when I say serving me, meaning, is it serving me so that I can be my best, so that I can be my best for the world, right? The world that I impact, my family, my children, my job, my community, right? Because when you are serving yourself, you're being your best self, that you can be your best for others too. So it's a win-win for everyone. So maybe take a look at those unconscious beliefs. It's hard to do, but it's definitely well worth it.
How can people connect with you or listen to some of your podcast, or maybe send you a note?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yeah, my website, jenna-banks.com, is really the place to start, because there are links to everything. You'll find my Instagram and YouTube and my Powerful Women Plus channel, which if you want to watch the video version of my show, you'll find it on Roku, Google Play, Apple, all that stuff, Apple TV. You'll find all the links on my website. I'm quite active on LinkedIn as well. So just type in my name, Jenna Banks. And email and everything. It's all on there.
Well, Jenna, I want to thank you for taking time to visit with me. And we appreciate you so very much, and keep spreading the love.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on to have this conversation, Ron. I appreciate you and all that you're doing to positively impact the world. So thank you.
Jenna Banks, wow, what a dynamic lady, sharing her story. And I highly recommend to buy that book and also go to her website, JennaBanks.com. She has so many tools and resources on her website, and she will stay connected with you, get weekly emails of encouragement. Friends, you and I are on this journey that we didn't choose to be born at this time in life, but we are here, and we have got to take the talents, skills, and abilities that each of us have and develop them to the fullest potential we can. God has a plan. You've heard it a million times from me. He has a plan, and one of the greatest plans is he loves us, he wants to be with us, and he wants to guide us into our destiny, our purpose. The only person in the world that can do what you can do is you. So today, let Jenna's story encourage you and make you determined to become everything that you have been created to become. You are a winner. You have a dynamic purpose in life. Well, friends, I'll be back next week with another great episode, another great guest. And in the meantime, remember this: I love you, God loves you, and it's time to get the hell out of your life.
Get the Hell Out of Your Life is underwritten by the Christmas City Gift Show. We invite you to come shop with over 255 vendors from all over the United States from November 8th through the 10th inside the Coast Convention Center, located on the beach in Biloxi, Mississippi. You can find more information at ChristmasCityGiftShow.com. Thanks for listening. And if you would like to share your story of what God has done in your life or listen to previous episodes, please visit our website, thepromoter.org. Join us next week for another episode of Get the Hell Out of Your Life. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.